parking lot, shots were still going off. I saw a dad who works at the school, and I said, "Is the school locked down?" And he said, "There's a shooting at the church." And he said, "And all the kids are in there." As a parent, you have kids in the school. This is the worst case scenario that you unfortunately have to think about. And so when I first heard those shots, I think I knew pretty immediately that those were gunshots. And I thought through what would happen. What would I do? And so I just immediately said, I gotta get up there. And so I hopped in my car. I grabbed this, it's like a non-lethal firearm that I have, called a Berna, and just sped up there. And so my windows were down as I was trying to place the shots. And I pulled into the parking lot, the shots were still going off. I saw a dad who works at the school, and I said, "Is the school locked down?" And he said, there's a shooting at the church. And he said, "And all the kids are in there." I just felt like I was going to throw up. And so I parked, and I ran up there. The police were kind of screeching up as I was approaching the church. I wasn't hearing shots. And I ran in as the police were there, getting there, kind of alongside. It was just chaos. Then just started helping kids out, you know, saw a lot of injured kids.
Yeah.
It was tough. It was, and I just, you know, selfishly was just like, where are my girls? Where is June and Olive? That's all I could think about. And I couldn't find them. And it was awful.
How did you find them?
The principal was standing center of the sanctuary, and I ran up to him and I said, "Is June and Olive here?" And he goes, "I don't know." And I said, "Are they down?" Because I could see a couple kids down, bloodied. And he said, "They're not down." And so that was my first sense of relief. Like, that was all I was thinking about. And so I exited the church and was just, I could see friends.
Right.
"Hey, have you seen Olive? Where's Olive? Where's June?" And, right. And I found Olive fairly quickly, and I couldn't find June. When we were huddled in the gym on lockdown, I just felt this immediate sense of, like, rage. I was feeling overwhelmed, and I just felt like I got to help these kids so I can get my mind out of a panic mode. And there were a lot of kids really struggling. A lot of little cuts, I think, because of the glass. It's devastating for my daughters to correlate a place of worship with a horrible event like this.